I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey guys, my name's Katie. I've been a listener for quite some time now, and I just wanted to tell you a bit of a story that I've contemplated sharing for a while, and the reason why I haven't is because I didn't really make sense of it until recently. So it's basically my version of Amityville. To put it simply, where I lived in Long Island in this little town called Oyster Bay, and I lived across from a graveyard in that town. And basically, I lived there for years, and at first, everything seemed fine, you know, traditional haunted house, everything's so fine and dandy, and then all of a sudden things started to slowly but surely get a little strange. And it started from, you know, me getting a little bit freaked out by entering certain rooms. I'll like explain, like, I'm a bit of an empath, so anytime I've been in a haunted house, I would feel emotions more than anything else. So I would run for my life from these rooms. Like, if I ever had to go into them, I just sprint through them and, like, exit as fast as possible. And that happened for a while, and I kind of knew something was wrong with the house, and I didn't really know what. So fast forward a few months of living there, and I started to hear footsteps outside of my room at night. So the way my upstairs, where all the bedrooms are, was laid out was, my dad's room had one door, by the bathroom, and then one door by the attic. So, my bedroom was right beside the bathroom. So every night for a few months, I would hear footsteps coming from the door by my dad's attic, or by my dad's room, like where the attic is, going all the way to my bedroom, and it would be back and forth all night long, and it would be a man's footsteps. So I thought my dad was just taking the weird long way to the bathroom until I confronted him about it, and he was like, I thought that was you guys going to the bathroom at night. And that's when I kind of realized, okay, this house is haunted because, you know, there's footsteps and everyone's saying it's not them. And, yeah. So another few months go by, and, both of my aunts are visiting from another state, and one's visiting from another country. So there were only three bedrooms in that house. So I had to sleep downstairs, on the couch for the night. And I was watching TV because how I cope with any hauntings is I can't sleep in silence. It'll freak me out because I hear everything. So I heard footsteps coming up and down the stairs as I was watching TV. And every time I would look up, the footsteps would stop. And it got to the point where I had to shut off the TV for the night because otherwise it would just constant up and down the stairs, and no one was awake at that time. And it was a few weeks later then that something happened that, you know, really caused my family to move. And I actually was diagnosed with PTSD because of it. So basically, it got to a point where I would go home, my bedroom, and like things would be unplugged every single time. And, I didn't understand why. And until this event happened, everything made sense to me. Basically, what had happened was, I was watching Twilight New Moon. I was like 17 years old. I love Twilight. So that's what I did right before I went to bed. I was in my room and I had the TV there. So I turned the TV off and I turned to my side to go to sleep. And I saw this figure, and it looked like a man, and the way I can describe it is something like Slender Man, but all black. A very large being. And I had seen ghosts before, and they never freaked me out. And when I tell you, I was so scared of what this thing was that I started crying. Like, that means something. Like, I was freaking out, and I cried myself to sleep because of how scared I was. Like, I couldn't move. And, like, you'd imagine, like, you know, you're freaked out, so you run for your life. No, I was paralyzed with fear. So I fell asleep eventually, and I woke up. And I woke up to this man's voice, but it was like a growling man's voice. I don't know how to explain it, but it basically said, "Get out." And it was saying, "Get out, or I'm going to hurt your sister." And I heard my sister scream from her bedroom, which was right beside mine. And you'd imagine I'd be in a panic, but I was oddly very calm. And I got out of the bed, like, slowly and started, like, walking towards the door. And for some unknown reason, I couldn't scream. I tried everything, but my body was not letting me. And during this entire, like, process, I felt like there was a weight on me, if that makes any sense. Like, I felt like something was on top of me. And I couldn't scream. I wasn't crying, which is unlike me because I'm a very emotional person. And I was just, like, I was in a daze almost. And I was whispering for my stepmom. My stepmom, anyone who knows her, she was a former cop, and she literally is like a ninja in disguise. Like, would disarm a gunman type person. So I started trying to yell for her, but all I could get out was a whisper. And I was staring at my door, whispering my stepmom's name. And I just gave up. And the screaming from my sister's room stopped, and I went back to sleep, like, as if nothing happened. I wasn't freaking out. I was like, it was like I was being hypnotized almost. And I woke up the next day, and let me tell you, I screamed bloody murder for my stepmom. I was terrified, the most scared I've ever been in my life. And my stepmom explained to me, Katie, you're probably wondering why, you know, things are unplugged all the time from your room, and why Oscar, our dog, constantly poops and pees in your room. And she said, it's because I've seen that figure coming in and out of your room all the time. And Oscar is trying to protect you, but he's also scared of that thing. So that's why he's pooping and peeing in there. And I understood that, but what I didn't get was, why was my sister screaming? So I asked my sister, I was like, Chelsea, were you screaming last night? And she said no. So this night has gotten to me so much. I couldn't figure out why, like, this person was, or this thing, sorry, was pretending to be my sister, and why I felt like something was on me, and why I wasn't freaking out. And, like, I don't know whether you would consider it, like, some sort of possession or what, but it was definitely the most traumatizing thing. And I've been through a lot. Like, it was definitely up there on the things that, you know, really were hard for me to talk about for quite some time. And it's, you know, I always thought maybe it was sleep paralysis, but then it's like, why would it be sleep paralysis if I'm up and moving around, you know? And yeah, I just thought I would share that story. Like, people have told me to be a bit more vocal about it because it's interesting. But, you know, I don't know, maybe I'll write a bit more about other details that have happened, or maybe I'll send another message on here. Keep doing what you're doing. I love your podcast. You guys keep me entertained on my long drives. And yeah, hope to share some more stories with you soon. Bye-bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.